Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. Look, we're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy, 646-716-79 or 78, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, remember, if you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. But I'm not going to be taking calls until for a little while, so I want you to be patient tonight. I've got some stuff to cover tonight, and I'm not in a good mood. I am not a happy sailor tonight. But I got to get this out. But I do want to take your calls. Both are important. Your calls are important to me. Well, so is what I got to talk about. So I'm going to try to manage both. Just have a little patience with me. I know it's difficult, but you can do it. We can work together. We're a team. Remember, if you do have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I do not care by who, it does not matter to me. Doctors, lawyers, judges, cops, Walmart greeters, it doesn't matter. If you have been tyrannized, you've got a story to tell. Well, you've got to get that story out there. Well, if you want to come aboard here and you want to get your story out, here's what you do. It's pretty simple. It shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I've got to get my story out there. Guess what happens? Well, you climb aboard to get your story out there. It's that simple. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. All right, we've got a lot to get through here tonight, and you know I never shut up. And there are lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom, and there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom ship on the way. Yeah, there we are. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, again, I got to apologize for my voice. Again, I lost it in October, and I've yet to get it back. Every once in a while, I get a little bit of it back, but there's nothing I can do about it. There's a lot of people that make me angry, and I got to scream at them. It's just the way it is. There's nothing I can do about it. What am I supposed to do? Just sit back and go, oh, well, oh. Nothing I can do. I'm just a little guy. I can't do anything. Well, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. The first thing you need to do is you need to get off that couch, put down those bags of Cheetos, and turn off those goddamn Kardashians. And all you got to do is say one word. No. That's it. One little word. No. I am no longer going to accept the unacceptable. I am no longer going to tolerate the intolerable. I am no longer going to have patience for things I should not have patience for. I'm sorry, people, but it's okay to say no. It is okay to say no. You have the captain's permission to say no. So do it. Look, all of our lives depend on it. Humanity depends on it. And that's what I'm going to be actually talking about tonight. Is America's obsession with disregarding dignity and humanity. Why? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't get it. There are certain things that my brain just simply cannot process. And this is one of them. All right, now, every Sunday, my good friends Raquel Oikiai and Efren Gonzalez will be on board to host their own program from 7 to 9 p.m. on this very network. Same phone number, 646-716-7978. www.blogtalkradio.com/thecapped. You want to listen to them. They're good people. They're good friends of mine. They're very intelligent. Raquel is a reporter. I've done a lot of work with her. I've done a lot of research with her. She knows what she's talking about. Efren Gonzalez is also one of those that knows what he's talking about. These are good people. And very soon on Saturdays, we're going to be going 7 days a week. I am Monday through Friday. And hopefully very soon, my good friend Faye, she's going to come on. She knows everything about CPS. If there is any person who knows anything about CPS, it is this woman. She knows it all. She can answer any one of your questions at any given time. So make sure you support Raquel and Efren Gonzalez on this program from 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Also, you have to support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio. Because, again, this is where the real news is. This is where you get the real news. You're not going to get the real news on television. You're not going to get it on the radio. But you're going to get it right here because we are real people talking about real issues. Friends at the Radio Jihad Network. Type in Radio Jihad Network. My good friend, very good friend, Vito Esposito. He's got his own show on Monday. My de facto first mate, Kel Fritzy, and her partner, Tim Burton, are on Tuesdays. Annie from Southern Sense, that's her program, Southern Sense. Well, she comes on my Friday night sports program as well. She knows a lot about NASCAR and a lot about football. Well, she knows a lot about politics and knows a lot about what the hell's going on in America. Joseph Gibson, he's another good friend of mine with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, and I was just on his show earlier tonight. So thank you, Joseph, for inviting me on your program. I appreciate it. I'm very honored that you do that. Check his show out. His show is Thursdays and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. And, of course, my good friend Christopher Bruce with America's Deadly Sins. You've got to support him as well. And, of course, absolutely, do not forget my girlfriend, Audrey Russo, from Real Talk, R-E-E-L, Talk. That's Audrey Russo from Real Talk. She's my girlfriend. She's a great person. She's also simulcast on Red State Radio. She's not my real girlfriend. I just call her that because she's a great person. She's very intelligent and she's got a great show and she has great guests. I just call her that. I'm not trying to be crude, but that's what she is. I call her my girlfriend and that's just the way it is. Audrey Russo with Real Talk. All right, now let's get into scuttlebutt of the day here. Oh God Almighty! I swear to God, I'm going to lose it. I swear to God, it's going to happen. Tonight just may be the night. I'm going to blast off into Deep Space Nine, and you're going to hear nothing but dead air because I'm going to stroke out. Unfrickin' believable disrespect. The absolute disregard for life. The absolute disregard for Americana that this entire administration has. There is absolutely zero excuse for this. Zero. I mean, my God in heaven, when is it going to stop? Look what they did to our brothers in Benghazi. And still, nobody wants to say anything. The media, they have reported a little bit of it, but what did they really do? Did the media really do their job? Did the FBI do their job? Did the CIA do their job? Did the president do his job? Did the Secretary of State do their job? Secretary of Defense? The Joint Chiefs of Staff, did they do their job? I'm sorry, but these were real Americans, real people that died, human beings. Nobody seems to want to give a damn. I'm sorry, but Chris Stevens, our ambassador. Now, there's a lot of reports, whether it's true or not, we don't know. But we've all seen the pictures. It looks, well, he was burnt to death. Whether he was tortured and raped with a cattle prod or not, the fact is he died needlessly. Tyrone Woods, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, remember those names? Anybody remember those names? Who was? Huh? Yeah. Those were real people. They really, really died. They were blown to bits with friggin' mortar fire. And now we've got a Navy SEAL that was killed just Tuesday, just a couple of days ago. Name is Charles Keating IV. He was killed in Iraq. And guess how this president guess how this president responded? Did you hear that? Yeah, that was called nothing. Silence. That's how he responded. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, this creep. Now, I know we've got a couple callers. Now, I said this earlier. You're going to have to hold off. You're going to have to be patient with me tonight. Okay? I've got a couple of things that I've got a couple of stories that I've got to get out. And your calls are important, but you're going to have to be patient with me, please. I will bring you on. But you're going to have to let me, you're going to have to let me get some of this stuff out first. And I will bring you on. So please, 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 please be patient with me. Okay? Is this Josh Earnest? This guy. Earnest? I mean, Earnest, this guy is far from Earnest. I mean, this guy is he's creepy. He's creepy. I don't like him. I don't trust him. Everything that comes out of his mouth is a freaking lie. And how this man could actually defend this stuff and get up there every day and defend this administration, I mean, that takes a special kind of evil. I don't have it in me. I don't know how he could do it. I wouldn't do it. That's me. That's just me. I'm a different kind of person. I know. I'm crazy. I'm a whack job. But Josh Earnest stepped up to the podium. This was just yesterday, for the first press briefing, made absolutely no mention whatsoever about Charles Keating dying until he was asked about it. He had to be prodded. This was from the Washington Free Beacon, He had to be poked and prodded and begged. Talk about this. He didn't even bring it up. This is one of our Americans fighting on the front lines in Iraq? And you can't talk about this? You don't even bring it up? That should be the first thing that you should say. That should be the first thing out of your mouth. We have some very horrible news. One of our Americans was killed today. Did he say that? No. He didn't bring it up. And when he finally did, he says, I can tell you that the president has been briefed on this incident. Incident? This is not an incident. Okay, the guy didn't fall off the friggin' monkey bars at recess. This is not an incident. How would you call that an incident? What's the matter with you? Incident. That's not an incident. That's disrespectful right there. I can tell you that the president has been briefed on this incident, and everyone here at the White House, including the First Family, yeah, I'm sure they're concerned. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah. Extends our condolences to the family of the service member that was killed today in northern Iraq. Okay, you couldn't mention his name? His name is Charles Keating. You couldn't even mention the guy's name? What? Oh, extends our condolences. Then he goes on to say, this individual, he calls him an individual, like he doesn't have a name, this individual, this robot, was the third U.S. service member killed in action since the beginning of Operation Inherent Resolve. And this service member's death reminds us all, service member's death, you couldn't say his name again. He's got a real name, it's Charles Keating. And the service member's death reminds us all of the risks our brave men and women in uniform face every single day. Oh, I mean, that statement right there, I swear to God. Oh, my God, that just inf-
infuriates me. That infuriates me. The amount of disrespect in that comment. The amount of disregard in that comment is just, it's overwhelming.
Well, evidently, this discussion had gone back and forth and pivoted towards the president's refusal to classify the role of U.S. troops in Iraq as combat. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. President, which you've never been in combat, and you've never worn the uniform. Well, let me tell you something. Okay, when you're on the front lines and you've got people shooting at you and you're shooting back, that's combat! Okay? You do not need a declaration of war signed by the friggin' Congress and ratified by the president to be combat. What the hell is the matter with you? You're the one putting these men on the front lines out there, supposedly to help fight ISIS. You put him out there. You put him on the front lines. And he's out there fighting, getting shot at, and he gets killed. That is combat. That is combat. Why will you not call this combat? Makes no sense to me at all. Well, Defense Secretary Ash Carter reportedly announced Keating's death as combat death. Yet, Mr. Ernest, jackass, again, tried to paint another narrative when he was called out on it. Of course they do. He says, today's incident, an incident, again, this is not an incident. He did not fall off the monkey bars in recess. This is not an incident. Today's incident is a vivid reminder of the risks our service members are taking, and some of them, three of them now, have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. But the president has been clear, time and time again, exactly what their mission is. What? Well, the mission is to support Iraqi forces on the ground who are taking the fight to ISIS on the front lines. That's combat! He called it ISIL. I will not call it ISIL. It's ISIS. How could you not call that combat? You're going to call it an incident? It's not an incident. It's not an incident. I mean, the absolute disrespect and disregard for not only the American troops, but for America, period, that this administration has. This is the most disgraceful administration in my lifetime. Actually, I've studied a lot of history. I'm not a historian by any stretch, but this is the most disrespectful administration in American history, period. Hands down. I mean, this is just, I mean, how do you do this? How do you say the things that you say, Mr. Ernest? My God, do you not have a heart? Do you not have a brain? What the hell is the matter with you? This is a real human being, for God's sakes. It's a real American. He was a Navy SEAL. He was on the front lines fighting with the, I guess it was the Kurdish forces or whoever. But he's on the front lines. That's combat. I'm sorry. But they don't want to call it combat. They can't call it workplace violence. So they don't say anything at all. And what is this for, huh? To save a couple of bucks so you don't have to pay for a military funeral? Well, it's not your money anyway. It's the taxpayers' money. And I'm pretty sure the taxpayers wouldn't mind spending the money to give this guy military honored funeral. He deserves it. He was on the front line. Where were you? Huh? Where were you, Mr. Obama? You never even put on a uniform. I mean, this is just, I mean, beyond disrespectful. Absolutely beyond disrespectful. The man was a real human being. He had flesh. He had blood. He had feelings. He had thoughts. He had a family. Now, here's another thing. And I see you, caller. Hold on. I'm going to get to you in a few minutes. Just hold on. But I got to get this stuff out here. This is pissing me off. Now, here's another thing. This is what really, I mean, this is just beyond. I mean, it's bad enough that our administration has zero respect and zero regard for our American troops and Americans, period. But now we got the AP, the Associated Press. The Associated Press. Well, this was their headlines. This is their headline. This is the Associated Press. This is how disgusting these people are. This is how repugnant this country has become. This is their headline from the AP. Navy SEAL killed in Iraq was close to disgraced grandfather. What in the hell is that? How in the hell is that a headline? Of course he's going to be close to his grandfather. Who is not close to their family? And what does that have to do with anything? He was on the front lines fighting for you, you little puke. And he gets killed, and then you disrespect him like this by putting a headline in here? Well, if you don't know, Charles Keating Jr. was one of those that went to jail in the 1980s with the savings and loan scandal. All right, he paid his price. He paid his debt to society. And who cares? The man was close to his grandfather. You got to disrespect the man? He was out on the front lines fighting for you, and you disrespect this man this way? What the hell is wrong with you, Associated Press? You're not the press. America, could we please stop disrespecting each other? Can we do that, please? My God. This was a soldier. A soldier. Yeah, I know. He's got a horrible job. He's got a tough job out here. He's got people shooting at him. He never knows what step he's going to take. He's going to blow his nuggets off from an IED. And you're going to disrespect this man because of his grandfather? Okay, look. Charlie Keating IV was not his grandfather, had nothing to do with the savings and loan scandal in the 1980s. He had nothing to do with it. If he was alive, he was very, 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 very small. He had nothing to do with it. Why would you link him into that? Why would you connect the dots there? Why would you do that? There's no excuse for that. Absolutely no excuse for that whatsoever. All right, we do got a caller that's been on for a while. Now, the caller's got an unlisted phone number. And you're the only unlisted phone number in my queue here right now. So if you've got an unlisted phone number,
call
you're
Cam.
On the air.
Get in. Asshole! You asshole!
Oh, my God. Where do these people come from? And why do they do that? Why would this person waste his time with this? Why do people do that? Why do you people love to call up this program and do this stuff? If you don't like my program, that's fine. I don't care if you like my program or not. Here's what you do. You put your man panties on, you become an adult, and you go find a show that you do like. We're to call my program up, and to call me Alex Jones, which if you're going to call me Alex Jones, you're going to compare me to Alex Jones. Okay, all you did was just compliment me. I don't have a problem with that. But I am not Alex Jones. I don't get an opportunity to listen to Alex Jones. I wish I did because I like him. But I don't. I work all day. I start my preparation for my show from the time I get up until the time I go on the air. I don't get any free time. So I don't have time to watch television all day. And I certainly don't have time to call up a radio program and start cussing and calling me names and all of this. I mean, well, why do you people exist? And I think I know who it is. I got a good idea. I've got their other phone number that they used to use. So now they're using fake numbers to call on the show just to prank me. Like, I think, I don't know, are they sitting around with their friends in their underwear masturbating and think that this is funny? This isn't funny. This is another thing. Now we've got citizens who have no respect and no regard for our service members out there fighting for us. And you're going to call this program up and you're going to do this crap? What does that say about America? Well, it says a hell of a lot. I mean, my God, people. Well, maybe you, Mr. Caller Man, who loves to call up this show and prank me. Well, maybe if one of your family members were to be brutally murdered, maybe I'll call you up. And maybe I'll prank you. How would you feel about that? Oh, that'd be a different story. You can't do that. But you're going to call this program up when I'm talking about one of our Navy SEALs who was out there on the front lines, who got brutally murdered, and our entire administration completely disrespected and disregarded his death, called it an incident, would not call it combat, and you're going to call the program up like this? Well, that just shows just what kind of stupid human being that you are. That shows the kind of evil that you are. That shows your lack of character, man. That says more about you than it says about anything else. And there's far too many people in this country that are just like this creep. And we need to get rid of them. All right, we got another number. Now, if you're one of these that is going to be doing a prank, look, I've got a very itchy trigger finger. So if you think you're going to be cute and try to say something smart-assy and try to cuss, I'm just going to hang up on you, okay? You're not going to last very long. So please, I'm just asking you. If you are one of these people, just hang up now. Okay? Don't do this. This is a very serious discussion here. This was a real human being that was out on the front lines fighting for us. Fighting for the world, as a matter of fact. Not just for Americans, but for the world. And ISIS is a worldwide problem. ISIS is not just an American problem. ISIS is a world problem. And we got a jackass that's going to call up on an important discussion like this? I mean, what the hell? Well, he hung up. So obviously he was one of those jerk-offs. Good. Glad you hung up. Who needs you? I mean, my God. Why do we not have... How could we have this little respect for each other in this country? What the hell? I mean, my God, man. Come on. You know, I mean, it really gets to me. This stuff really does get to me. I'm one of these kinds of guys that I get to a point where I only have two choices. Either one, I could cry, or two, I could become a homicidal maniac. Well, I'm not really interested in becoming a homicidal maniac. So sometimes this stuff, yeah, it does bring me to friggin' tears, man. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a grown man. And sometimes this stuff does bring me to tears. When our own country is disrespecting our service members out there on the front lines fighting for us. And you can't even call it combat. You call it an incident. An incident. An incident? Again, this is not an incident. He did not fall off the monkey bars at recess. He was in combat. I mean, this administration, I cannot wait to get rid of this administration. As far as I'm concerned, I'm sorry, Barack Obama, but you belong in jail for the rest of your friggin' life. The treason that you have committed, my God, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, NSA, I mean, you can go on and on and on and on and on. And then we get callers that call up and they want to prank this show for talking about this stuff. Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely just, I mean, this is what infuriates me. This is why I no longer have a voice. This is why I lost my voice in October, and I've yet to get it back. And now we got another story here. Before I get into, and I got to get into this story on the second hour. I've got to get into this story. Cheyenne Paylor, you are a social worker from North Carolina. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to let you have it tonight. I'm not going to let you off the hook. You're not going to get off the hook. You got off the hook the other night because I lost the show. But tonight, I'm going to let you have it. But before I get into that, this story here. I know it's going to touch a lot of nerves. I know it's probably going to piss a lot of people off. And that's fine. I'm pretty good at pissing people off. As you can tell by the people who like to call this show. But there is an Indiana town that has installed now two safe haven, what they call safe haven, baby boxes at firehouses where mothers can drop their babies off in these baby boxes at the firehouse. And it's right next to the side of the building. You can just drop your baby off there. It's climate controlled and it's safe. And there's an alarm that rings when the door is open, and people inside the firehouse can take the baby and do whatever they got to do with it. Okay. I can understand why they want to do this. However, there is another side to this coin. There is another side to this coin, and I think this is what is missing in our society. Judging by the callers, this is what is missing. It is too easy to be irresponsible today. People are given a free pass for irresponsibility. Nobody wants to teach responsibility. Nobody wants to hold people accountable. Everybody wants to get a free pass. Well, it wasn't my fault. It was this fault. It was their fault. It was the government's fault. It was everybody else's fault but mine. Look, I'm sorry that you got pregnant, but you got pregnant. So here's what you do. You have to suck it up. You have to become a responsible adult and take care of the child. But see, society today, they don't want that. No, no, no. Don't take care of your own children. Give them into foster care. Give them to CPS. Give them to everybody else. So you can go off and screw everybody else in town, get pregnant as many times as you want, and just drop your baby off in these baby boxes. This society is not teaching responsibility. It's promoting irresponsibility. Now, I know. I get it. I totally understand that you just don't want people dropping babies off into garbage cans. I get it. I totally get it. I get it. But the road to hell is always paved with good intentions. And that's exactly what this is. Yeah, on the surface, it seems like a great idea. But what are we telling our society? It's okay to be as irresponsible as you want, and then all you got to do is just drop off your irresponsibility in a baby box, and then you're free? What? Now, I know a lot of states have these safe haven laws where you can drop your baby off at a hospital and there's not going to be any prosecution of any kind, blah, 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 blah. Okay, again, I understand, you know, because they want to take care of the child. Because the child's life is an important life. It's alive. And I get it. I totally get it. I totally understand it. I'm not saying that you should drop your baby off in a garbage can. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we've got to start teaching ourselves to be responsible and be accountable for our actions. And sometimes you screw up. Well, you know what? If you screw up, you got to suck it up and just solve the problem. Look, there's been a lot of girls for how many years have got pregnant when they really didn't want to at a very young age? Well, my brother's got 4 kids that he didn't really want at a very young age. Well, what did he do? Did he drop them off in a baby box? No. He got his ass out, went to work, and he's taking care of them. And they're now adults. And they're good kids. They're good people. It happens. It happens. There's nothing wrong with it. Look, you screw up. Well, you got to pay the price. And sometimes the price that you pay is probably the best thing that could ever happen to you because you raise a good kid. But nowadays, oh, nope, you make a mistake. You don't want to deal with the child anymore. Just drop them off in the baby box. And you're free and clear. So you can go off and do it again. Well, we're not promoting responsibility in this country anymore. We're not doing that. And that's what's missing. We're promoting as much irresponsibility as we can. We're saying it's okay to screw up. It's okay to be irresponsible. It's okay to be unaccountable. It's okay to be a screw up. No, it's not. I'm sorry, but it's not okay to be a screw up. You screw up, you got to pay a price. Look, I've paid a price for every screw up I've ever done. And I screw up all the time. I screw up every day. I screw up before I even open up my eyes in the morning. And I got to pay for it all friggin' day long. I can't take my problems and drop them off at a baby box on the side of a firehouse. Jiminy Christmas, my God. Well, this is in Woodburn, Indiana, is where these baby boxes are. There's 2 of them. They're padded. Oh, they look nice. They're climate controlled, and there's a little alarm that tells them that a baby's just been dropped off. Again, I understand. We don't want mothers dropping their babies off in trash cans. We don't. I mean, come on, come on, come on. But us as a society, we've got to understand. We've got to start teaching responsibility. And now we've got this Monica Kelsey, who is a volunteer firefighter in Woodburn. And she says, well, this is not criminal. This is legal. Well, what is legal? Because some politician wrote it on a piece of paper and some jackass in Washington signed his name to it. That makes it legal? How about moral? How about right? How about that? She says, this is not criminal. This is legal. We don't want to push women away. You're not pushing women away. What are you talking about? I mean, it's all fine and dandy. You don't want to push women away. But you're pushing responsibility away. How do you not see this? We are encouraging irresponsibility. That's what this is. This is my problem with this. And each one of these boxes costs around $2,000. A $2,000 baby box. And who pays for that? Well, that would be the taxpayer. Well, it looks like the Knights of Columbus are the ones that actually funded it. And I really don't care who funds it. We've got to understand, yes, okay, it's a good idea. We don't want babies dropped off in garbage cans. What are we actually doing to our society? What are we doing to humanity? That's what we need to look at. We need to look at the bigger picture here. And there's a bigger picture here. We need to look at the big picture. And there is a big picture. It's a huge picture. I mean, my God. I mean, this stuff, I swear to God, I'm going to lose it. One of these nights, it's going to happen. I'm going to stroke out. It's going to happen. All right, we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, I'm going to get into this social worker, this Cheyenne Paler. Okay, you are one of the creeps of all creeps that has ever been a creep. You are front page bad news. That's all you are. I am so sick and tired of some of these people. I swear to God. And I just once want to cover a good story, but I can't. There's nothing good to cover. I should not have to be talking about this stuff. There is no excuse that we should be having to talk about this. And there's no excuse that I should be having to talk about our own president. Our own president of our own country, the entire administration, is going to completely disrespect and disregard one of our military men who gets killed in combat? That is not a story that we should be talking about. Now, I know I served under Ronald Reagan. Things were different back then. I guarantee you. Ronald Reagan would have never done this. Never done this to any service member of any kind. Army, Navy, Air Force, or the Marines. Even the friggin' Coast Guard. He never would have done this. Never would this have happened. Never. And never would have America at that time would have accepted the president if he did do it. But this, now everybody accepts it. It's like, it's no big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. Maybe when your brother or your friend or your cousin or your father or your sister or your aunt, your uncle, whoever, or your friend, it doesn't matter. Maybe somebody you know. Relative or not. Maybe when they die, maybe then you might get it. Well, it doesn't matter if you got blood running through your veins. Are you an American citizen? Well, yeah, I am. Okay. You're my friggin' brother. You're my friggin' sister. Period. Conversation just ended. This never would have gone on under the Reagan administration. Never. And I certainly hope. That something like this is never going to happen with the Trump administration. Something tells me that it won't. I just got that feeling that something like that would not happen under the Trump administration. But this administration, and we got media, they're going to give them another pass. It was no big deal when we lost our ambassador. Chris Stevens, Tyrone Woods, Sean Smith, and Glenn Doherty, and Benghazi, and how many others were brutally injured? Gravely injured? And we know that there's more than four people that died. Come on, stop. There was more than four people that died in Benghazi. There's only four that we were told. The others weren't even supposed to be there. And how many of them are permanently injured today? And where was the media? They still have... Where are you, Fox News, huh? Fox News, you're no different than NBC or CBS or CNN or any of these other jackwagon friggin' news programs. You're all the same. You're disgusting. You make me want to puke. You should be all over this. You don't have any investigative reporters anymore? What happened to them, huh? You should be all over this. Do your friggin' job. God, there's no excuse why this media gave this administration a pass on Benghazi, Fast and Furious, giving how many thousands of weapons to a Mexican drug cartel? And they get a pass? What they did with the IRS? Benghazi, I mean, my God, we could go on for hours. Well, I'm not going to give you a pass. I don't care if I'm little old me or not. I don't care how little I am. That's irrelevant. I'm an American, and I'm not going to give you a pass. All right, we'll be back in 45 seconds. And then when we do, I'm going to lay into this woman, and I'm already in a state. I'm going to try to keep my cool so I don't cuss. Because it's unprofessional if I start cussing. But I can't promise you nothing. But I'm going to do everything I can to keep my cool. So we'll be back in just a bit.
Write it up!
Liberty for All 3% presents Liberty Tree Expo 2016, June 17th, 18th, and 19th. 3 days of fun, amazing speakers, informative classes, great food, and camping family fun. Liberty and freedom are constantly being taken. It's time for patriots across America to stand up. Liberty Tree Expo 2016 in Yakima, Washington. Check LFA3.org for more details. Liberty Tree Expo 2016, LFA3.org. Liberty.
All right, now, I'm sorry with the audio, why it cuts out. I don't know. It just does. Nothing I can do about it, but it is what it is, what it is, what it is. But they're good friends of ours. They're good friends of this program. They support this program. It's a Liberty Tree. Now we're going to get into this story. Now, this story comes from Greensboro, North Carolina. I don't know what the hell's going on in North Carolina, but I'm telling you, these cackalacky states, man, they have got some crazy whack job frickin' social workers. They are nuts there in North Carolina. And I have had numerous guests on this program. Numerous. Actually, I think North Carolina is the top of as far as many guests that I've had on this program. They are the top. They are the number one. I've had more guests from North Carolina about CPS than any other state. And I've had them on several states. I've had people from Hawaii, from Alaska, and from a grown man, 26-year-old man from Alaska, big game hunter. They kidnapped him. They put him in a psych ward. All because he goes into the doctor. He's got a couple of polyps up his nose. Says, doctor, I got a couple of polyps. Okay, well, they give him steroids. Well, part of the side effects of steroids is it gives him insomnia. Well, he couldn't sleep for, you know, a couple of weeks. He goes in, doctor, I can't sleep. Well, they said, well, you've got a mental illness. So they take this kid, a 26-year-old man. He's a big game hunter and a big game guide. So if you want to go up and you want to see the big Kodiak bears up in Alaska, well, he's the guy you go to. He takes you up there in the hills, and he shows you these bears. Well, they took him from himself. They put him in a psych ward. They gave him shock therapy. They drugged him up with all kinds of drugs, which CPS, they just love to give drugs to kids. They love to give drugs to people. And why? Well, because it's lucrative. There's a lot of money in that. And the pharmaceutical industry loves it. They make more money. Well, who pays for these drugs? Who do you think pays for these drugs? Well, that's right, you. You as a taxpayer. You are paying for this. It is well, CPS is well over a $100 billion industry. And that doesn't even include the pharmaceutical industry. The American taxpayer is paying over $100 billion every year, plus all of the pharmaceuticals. That's where your tax dollars are going, people. You need to wake up and figure this out. That's where it's going. Two children in Greensboro, North Carolina, were seized from their family. This just happened on April 28th, and they were placed in foster care. Guess why? Take a guess why. Well, the grandma who was the guardian, she became the guardian because the daughter had her baby into the hospital. So you can't even bring your child into the hospital today. You bring your child into the hospital immediately. Whatever's wrong with the child immediately, it's your fault. It's child abuse. It's medical neglect. It's this and that. We got to take your child away. We got to put the child in foster care. No investigation. We don't need investigations anymore. We don't need investigations. We don't need proof. We don't need evidence. We don't need nothing. All we need is speculation. All we need is an accusation. That's all we need. There are, and I look, I mean, if a dummy like me knows this stuff, there is no excuse why these doctors don't know this. Okay, now, I was in, I think I could have been junior high. And I've known about there are certain medical conditions that can cause an infant to get their bones become very brittle, and they could break. And it could look like child abuse. Okay, I've known this since I was junior high. Well over 40 years that I've known this. So there's no excuse why doctors don't know this. I'm sorry, but there isn't. A vitamin C, a vitamin D deficiencies, both vitamin C and vitamin D deficiencies can also do this. There's a whole host of other names that I cannot pronounce. Can't pronounce it. Not with my broken left-handed tongue. There's no way that I can pronounce this stuff. But there are medical conditions where babies' bones become very brittle and they can break in their sleep. They roll over and they can break their bones. It does happen. Now, I'm not saying, I really don't know. Now, this story came out of Health Impact News, which is, I do trust Health Impact News. So when they send me a story, I take it as fact because they do their homework. They do their vetting. They do a very good job. They do a thorough vetting of the people that they report on. So the people that I bring on my program always comes out of Health Impact News. Terry LaPointe is, I love this woman. She sends me some great, well, I wouldn't say great, because these are horrible stories. But they do their homework. They do their homework. They vet these people. So if it comes from Terry LaPointe, from Health Impact News, I trust it. I trust it to be true. She's never once screwed me. I've never once been screwed by her. The problem that I have with this, now, okay, fine. A mother brings their baby into the hospital, they got some broken bones. All right. On the surface, it looks like, well, it's got to be child abuse. Well, how do you know? You didn't do any testing. This is the problem that I have with this story. There was no testing done. There was no testing done. The mother, who was a nurse, for God's sakes, a friggin' nurse, said, wait a minute, there's other things that can cause this. Where's the test? They refused to give her the test. To this day, they have refused to give the mother, who is a nurse, refused to give this mother the results of the test. They just told her, well, the test came back negative. It's not any of this stuff. Well, then where's the test? Where is it? They don't have it. They didn't do it. They didn't do the blood work. The child actually died on the operating table when they were trying to put the kid under. And she didn't find out about it until much later when she finally got one of the medical records. It was like, what the hell happened here? Why didn't you tell me this? Well, she sent the kid to here, and then she sent the kid to there. Then they were said, well, you've got to take the child to another hospital. And they said, well, we don't want to take our child to this hospital because we've had bad luck before. They said, well, you got to do it. Well, they went in there. When they showed up, they had security guards. They had cops. They had all these people ready to go. They took the child. Separated the child from the family and took the child away. There was no testing done. This is what I have a problem with. There was no testing done to find out. And I said, you got to test up. There was no testing done to find out if the child had one of these medical conditions. Let me see if I can find some of these medical conditions here. There's a lot of them. I do know vitamin C and vitamin D. There's vitamin C and vitamin D deficiencies will cause this. Here it is. Infantile rickets can cause bones to become brittle. And the baby's bones can break. Okay, now again, I haven't heard about this since I was in junior high. 40-some years ago. That's pathetic. That is pathetic that these doctors don't know about this. How could a dummy like me 40 years ago know about this stuff? So this is not brand spanking new. This is not new information here. It happens. I just want to know why the tests weren't done, and the tests were not done. They still refuse to give her the test results because the test results were not done. They just immediately assumed that it was child abuse. Well, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But something tells me that it wasn't child abuse because there were no tests done. If it was real child abuse, you would have done some tests. You would have been able to rule out whether they had this child had a medical condition. Well, this child was born with a bunch of medical conditions. It was born sick. And sometimes it happens. Babies are born with a whole bunch of different medical conditions. And when doctors don't know what the problem is, immediately it's got to be child abuse. Got to remove the child because we can't figure it out. Because you can't figure it out means it's the parents' fault. Why don't you take the time to try to figure it out? Did you even take the time to try to figure it out? No, you did not. This is where my problem is. This is what I have a problem with. Now, here's another one. I can't even pronounce this one. Good God. Osteogenesis imperfecta. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, whatever the hell. I mean, I can't pronounce this stuff. There's a whole bunch of them here. I can't even. Oh, good God. Some of this stuff, I can't even pronounce it. But the point is, there are medical conditions that will cause the bones to be brittle. But the doctors don't want to do that. They don't want to do their job. Obviously, they're lazy. They just rather hand it off and say, oh, well, it's child abuse. Okay, next. Because they can't figure it out? Whatever happened to medical curiosity? Try to figure out what the hell the problem was. Where's Dr. House when you need him? Try to figure out the problem first, doctors. Don't just say, screw it. I got to go to the golf course. It's child abuse. I'm going home. All I'm asking you to do is to determine, does the child actually have a medical condition, which a child was born with a host of medical conditions. A host of them. He had all kinds of problems when he was born. Bad heart, he had bad this, bop, 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 bop. Then he was born, a little kid, they gave him Zantac. They said, well, it's got to be acid reflux. Well, it ended up not being acid reflux, and the medication that they gave him damn near killed him. This was an infant. Took it three times a day up until he was 9 months old. He was misdiagnosed from the very beginning of having this acid reflux simply because the doctors can't figure it out. It's the parents' fault. It's the child's fault. They do this all the time. If they can't figure out what the problem is, well, it's got to be either the parents' fault or the child's fault. The child, it's all in their head. They're sick in their head. That's lazy. Well, here's what really drives me nuts. Here's what really drives me nuts. Well, they took the kid. They took the child away with no testing, nothing. Immediately just assumed it was child abuse and no testing. Well, Health Impact News, again, they completely vet their people. They vet everybody that they write on. So if it comes from Health Impact News, I'm going to take it as truth. Those are just the kind of people that they are. Well, they finally gave the child to the grandmother, which is very odd because CPS doesn't like to do that. Because, see, they don't make any money if they give the child to a relative. They make more money if they give the child to foster care. Well, they probably realized that and went, uh-oh, we might have made a mistake. We're not making enough money. So we got to find an excuse to take the child away from the grandmother and put him into foster care. Well, the mother who had her child taken away, both of her children taken away, small boy and a small girl. She works hard. She loves her kids. Yeah, she's a single mom. Doesn't mean nothing. My mom raised three boys by herself. Doesn't make you a criminal because you're a single mother. You're not bad people for being a single mother. You're not a slut. You're not a whore. You're not a tramp. You're a human being. Well, they gave the children to the grandmother. Well, the mother didn't like it. She wanted to have her own children. She goes to Health Impact News, and she gives Health Impact News the story. Well, Health Impact News covers the story. They write the story. Well, CPS found out about it. And when they found out about it, guess what they did? They came to the grandparents and said, "We're taking your children. We're taking them away. We're putting them into foster care." Simply because, and they were told flat out, because your daughter went to medical kidnap. Pack News, a medical kidnap division. Well, this came from the social worker, Cheyenne Paler. But you are a creep. I'm sorry, but you are nothing but front page bad news. I got nothing nice to say about you, and I will not say anything nice about you. Well, the news posted on their Facebook page. It's called "Let My Babies Go." Let my babies go, and this is what it says on there: DSS came after visitation and kidnapped Holly's. Holly is the mother. Kidnapped Holly's children, and I don't really want to use the names because they're already going to get attacked more. So I don't really want to use the names all that much. But I will use the social worker's name. Her name is Cheyenne Paler. And I do believe I have her Facebook page in my description. So if you're listening in an archive, go and look in the description. And you can see her Facebook page. And I want you to write her a letter. Let her know how you feel. DSS came out for visitation and kidnapped Holly's children yet again. Their excuse? The medical kidnap article. Holly's children are now at a home with complete strangers because of the medical kidnap article. No safety issues being with the maternal grandparents. Nothing. There were no safety issues. There were no problems. It was simply because the mother went to the media and exercised her First Amendment right. Who the hell are you? Cheyenne Paler. To punish people for exercising their First Amendment right. Are you Jesus? Are you the Lord God himself? Who the hell are you to punish anybody for exercising their First Amendment right? Do you not understand the First Amendment? I mean, my God in heaven. Who the hell are you? And do you not realize you're not only punishing the grandparents, the parents, but you're punishing the children who's getting punished more? Do you not understand that? Do you not have a friggin' heart? Do you not have a friggin' brain? Hell goddamn no, you don't. Because if you did, I wouldn't be talking about this friggin' story tonight. My God. Oh my God. She was told. Flat out, we're taking your children because your daughter went and told her story to Health Impact News. That's why we're taking your children. And we're putting them into foster care. How the hell, first of all, exercising your First Amendment right, how the hell does that put the child? How the hell can that possibly put the child's life at risk? How is freedom of speech going to put anybody's life at risk much less whether it's a child or an adult. It doesn't make any sense. But they just don't want any bad press on them. They don't want anybody to know about the evil that they are casting upon Americans. That's called what Nazis did. I'm sorry. Oh, you can't do that. You can't compare Americans to Nazis. Yes, I can. Read a history book. That's all you got to do. Prove me wrong. God. Simply for exercising their First Amendment right? The children are now in foster care because mom went to the media? I mean, I can't connect the dots on this one. How is the mother going to the media, putting her children at risk? How is that putting, and the grandparents are the ones who had custody of their children. It wasn't the grandparents that went to the media, it was the mother. Because she wanted her children back. So how could that possibly have put the child at such risk that the child needed to be removed from the care of grandparents' care and put in foster care? How can that happen? How does that happen? I mean, my God, how does this happen? Well, it happens all the time. And why does it happen? Well, money. That's what it's all about, man. The money. Just give me the money. Money, money, money. That's all the thing. That's the only thing that these people care about is the money. And when they removed the children, they weren't even allowed to give the little boy, and I'm not going to mention their names because they've already been in enough trouble. They've already been punished enough. But they refused to allow this little baby boy to get a diaper bag. Refused a diaper bag. The girl had, they just had to take the clothes on their back, whatever they had, and they were hauled away. I mean, my God, the terror in these kids must have been just absolutely overwhelming. They tried to bring clothes. Nope. Nope. You can't bring any clothes for your own children. Well, I came to find out that the grandmother overheard a conversation when they were at the meeting. See, they went to a supervised visit to CPS. So the grandmother brings her grandchildren, and the mother shows up at the CPS office. Well, they have their little meeting, little visit, supervised visit for, 30 minutes to an hour. And after that, that's when they took the kids. And the kids were not allowed to take any of their toys. They weren't allowed anything. Well, the grandmother overheard, said, well, we don't have to worry about any clothes because we went out before they took the kids. Before they took the kids, the social workers went out and they put an ad. And I don't know if it was in the paper or they put an ad online, but they sent it out to different agencies, fire homes and police offices and different places to get a clothes donated. So they knew what they were going to do before they did it. And they get all this clothes donated. So then they kidnap the kid, and now these children are on used clothes, not their own clothes that the mother bought for them. They weren't allowed to use the clothes that their own parent bought for them, their own grandparents had bought for them. They had to use hand-me-down clothes that were donated. How is that right? That's not right. And they were just whisked away. Well, they were crying. They were in tears. Naturally so. How is this for the best interest of the children? It's not. There's no proof, no evidence whatsoever of child abuse. There is nothing. And again, Health Impact News does a great job of vetting. If Health Impact News tells me something, I'm going to believe it because they do a great job of vetting. But these people, they don't care. They're not interested in the evidence. They're not interested in the proof. They're not only interested in just the money. Let's take the kids, put it into foster care. We'll adopt them out. And the more kids that they adopt out, the more money they make. Well, as the children, according to the article here, as the children were led away upset, they were crying, and of course they naturally would be. Why wouldn't they be? Do these people care? No, I don't give a damn. Cheyenne Paler, the creep of the year, and her supervisor sat down at a table with Holly and her mother. Now, Holly's the mother. She says she couldn't believe the words that she heard from this woman. She said, "We've seen the article in Medical Kidnap, and we are now removing the children from the grandparents' care and putting them into foster care." Well, the mother obviously started to cry. And why wouldn't a mother cry at this point? Just said, "Well, we're going to take your children." Look, if a mother didn't give a damn about their children, you think she'd cry? No. And she said, "Well, so basically you're removing my children because I exercise my freedom of speech?" And Cheyenne Paler, the creep of the year, said, "Yes." Plain and simple. Yes. Yes. And she made it clear that there was nothing that the family could do about it. And she would listen to no arguments. You would listen to no arguments. Imagine that. Imagine how that would make you feel. Because you exercise your First Amendment right because you've been tyrannized. And you go out there and you want to get your story out there. And you do it. And somebody penalizes you, punishes you, not only punishing you, but they're punishing their children. Do you not understand that, Cheyenne Paler? Do you not understand that, Cheyenne Paler? Do you understand that? Maybe somebody needs to steal your family members before you can finally figure that out. How can you be so heartless? Is money really that important to you? Is your little bonus so important to you that you could care less about human life? And this is what this show's about here tonight. It's completely disregarding dignity and humanity. This is not humanity. There's no dignity in this. There's no dignity and humanity in disregarding our soldiers going out there and fighting for us, fighting for the world, not just the Americans, but for the world. And then when they die, you've got the president and the entire administration completely disrespecting them, disregarding them, and calling it an incident? It's not an incident. It's combat. Cheyenne Paler, you are creeps of all creeps. And I told you to call this program, but you're too big of a friggin' coward to call this program. And I warned you, I told you I was going to go after you. Well, I'm not going to stop. You understand? I'm going to keep bugging you. I'm going to keep bugging you until you come out and you speak. I'm going to drive you nuts. You understand? Because you're driving me nuts. I'm sick and tired of social workers like you, who have no regard for human friggin' life. All you care about is the bonus. And that's right, they do make a bonus. The more kids that they can put into foster care and put into adoption, the more money they make a bonus. Well, look, I was in the car business for many years. I got a bonus for selling more cars than the other guy. Okay, that's sales. Okay? Children are not cars. You do not get a bonus for selling children, for Christ's sakes. What has gone on with this country? How could we have so little respect and regard for human life? What has happened to us? Why? I have absolutely no respect or regard for people like you. None. Zero. And simply because the mother went and told Health Impact News about her story for having your children taken away with no evidence whatsoever of child abuse, no testing done to find out. And the mother said, "Hey, wait a minute, there's a lot of stuff that can cause, you know, these deficiencies." She's a nurse, for crying out loud. Well, she's a nursing assistant, whatever. But still, you got to go through some medical training. But I mean, I've known this. Dummy me. A dummy me. I'm not a nurse. I've never had any medical, anything, any kind of medical attention or medical education whatsoever. But I have known for many years, 40 years now, I have known about this. This is not something new. This is not new. So I've known about this. This is what drives me nuts. These are doctors, but they don't care. Social workers, they don't care. Nobody cares. As long as we're getting paid, what difference does it make? We're getting our bonus. That's all that matters. So you're going to take a kid. You're going to punish this child. Children. There's two of them. Simply because the mother wanted to go to the Health Impact News and tell her story. She was upset that her kids were taken away for erroneous reasons and there was no testing. And still to this day, the mother has still yet to get the test results. They won't give them the test results. And why will they not give them the test results? Because the tests were never done. They were never done. They were never done. But they bring in a child abuse specialist, was what they call them. Well, their job is to do nothing but just say, yes, it's child abuse. They're not there to examine and actually determine whether or not there was actual abuse or not. Now, if it was real abuse, okay, that's fine. I understand. I get it. And I don't have a problem with you taking children away from parents who abuse the kids. I don't have a, that's your job. But you've got to determine whether it's real abuse or not. There is no excuse whatsoever. The grandmother was taking care of the kids. There was no problems whatsoever. There was no complaints. There was absolutely nothing. Everything was going swimmingly, except for the fact that the mother and the children could never communicate but once a week for a half an hour. But the grandmother was taking care of the kids. There was no risk. The children's lives were not at risk. If the child's life is at risk, I do not have a problem with you taking the children away from the parent or the guardian. I don't have a problem with that. I respect that. I demand that. That's what's supposed to happen. But there was none, absolutely no risk whatsoever. And you, Cheyenne Paylor, who just wants a friggin' bonus. You take the kids away for that? How can you possibly take away these children because a mother exercised her First Amendment right? Who the hell are you to tell, to punish somebody for exercising their First Amendment right? And you know, you've ever listened to this show, you know how I feel about the First Amendment. You know how I feel about the entire Bill of Rights. You know how I feel about the entire United States Constitution. Well, freedom of speech is the most important freedom of all. It's the most important. And think about it. People say, no. Not freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Really? Freedom of religion is more important than freedom of speech? Well, let me tell you something. If you've got freedom of religion, but you're not allowed to talk about it, how do you have freedom of religion? Look, without freedom of speech, all other freedoms are moot. Period. Period. And that's what they want to do. They want to take away your freedom of speech. They want to take away that. So if you can't talk about it, guess what? They can do whatever the hell they want, and you can't say anything about it. And if you do say something about it, well, then you get punished. How do you get punished for freedom of speech? My God! America, what has happened to us? What is going on here? What is wrong with us? How can we sit back and allow this to happen? And I know there's still a lot of people who probably listen to this stuff and go, oh, that's just a blowhard. He's just running off at the mouth. Just an Alex Jones wannabe. Until it happens to you. And then you go, hey, wait a minute. How come no one's coming to my defense? Well, because you never came to anybody else's defense. Look, we're all Americans. We're all one big family. We don't have to like each other. But we've got to respect each other. And we've got to understand we're human beings, for crying out loud. We're human beings. We're animals. There's nothing wrong with treating people and treating animals and treating life with respect. What the hell happened? We can't treat life with respect anymore? Why do we have to disrespect life? What will happen? Oh, it's money. Money? Money's more important than life? No, it's not. Absolutely not. I want to thank all those listening here tonight. I know we've had a lot of people in the chat room, and I know we had a lot of people in the queue. I want to thank everybody for listening, all those that are listening in archive tonight. I really want to thank you for listening. Again, please tune in to my good friends on Blog Talk Radio. Radio Jihad Network, my good friend Vito Esposito, my first mate, Kel Fritzy, and her partner, Tim Burton. We've got Annie from Southern Sense. We've got Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. We've got Christopher Bruce from America's Deadly Sins. And, of course, we got my girlfriend, Audrey Russo, from Real Talk. Does that mean there's a lot of listening that you got to do? Yeah, that's what it means. You've got to do a lot of listening. And it's okay. It's okay to get informed. It's okay to get educated. It's not okay to sit on the couch choking on bags of Cheetos watching the Kardashians. That's not okay. So knock it off. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening here tonight. And make sure you tune back in here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and we're covering sports. So good night, everybody.